News, weather, conversation, and company when you get up. Weekends with Ken. CJAD 800.
Morning, just after 7 on the Saturday. Well, Couche-Tard, of course, based out of Laval, Walmart and General Motors all found themselves in the business news this week with Quebec connections, Quebec implications. I thought we'd take a look at these business stories with Mathieu Dion. He's the Montreal Bureau Chief for Bloomberg Canada. Mathieu, good morning.
Hi there.
Let's start with Couche-Tard and a story you wrote about this week for the Financial Post. They have decided to focus on more fresh and prepared foods at their locations across North America. And this movement is all tied into the transition to electric vehicles, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, in Canada, when you think about a Couche-Tard store, you may not think about going there to have lunch or dinner. Yeah. You may see it more as a place to fill up your gas tank or to buy cigarettes, chips, milk, a lottery ticket maybe. But Alimentation Couche-Tard right now gets about half of its gross profit from fuel. And it is not an ideal situation when you know that we have the energy transition going on. Mm-hmm. We're shifting to electric vehicles. And by 2030, EVs will represent more than half of car sales in North America. So if you're going to offer electricity instead, and it's not clear how much money you can make out of it, well, you want people to buy products and stores while they are charging their vehicles. So right now, fresh food, like a sandwich, represents in North America about 11% of sales within its about 9,000 stores. Here in Quebec, it's about 5, 6, 7%. So it's pretty low. We really see Couche-Tard as a convenience store, not as a place where you're going to have some fresh food. And Couche-Tard wants to bring this number up to the 20-25% level that we're seeing in its European division. And Martin André, with Stifel GMP, he's been an analyst for this firm for a while now, and he's been focusing on Couche-Tard for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And he says that in Europe, fresh food is actually very good in Couche-Tard stores, the Circle K, more complex, more sophisticated. So far from a ham and cheese sandwich between two slices of bread in a plastic container. Yeah. So it's a change. It's called the Fresh Food Fast Program, and Couche-Tard wants to change that, wants to get better.
You with Mathieu Dion from Bloomberg Canada, we're talking about the news out of Couche-Tard this past week. They're going to step up their game, I guess, when it comes to a fresher food, prepared food at their stops. And as you mentioned, a big chunk of this, when we talk about the North American outlets, Circle K is a big player for Couche-Tard, right?
It is a great player. Actually, you have 7,000 stores, I think, in the United States for Couche-Tard under the brand of Circle K. You have about 2,000 in Canada. So it gives you a breadth of how much the United States is important for the company. And right now, they're really expanding the marketing push in thousands of U.S. Circle K outlets using food trucks for fresh food and other forms of advertising to spur consumers to try a lineup of hot sandwiches, pizza, chicken, cheeseburgers, and other meals. And in an interview with us, CEO Brent Hanash told us, as COVID has backed off in most of our geographies, you will see a lot more sampling and marketing around food, especially in the United States.
One last detail about the story before we move on, Mathieu. And as you mentioned in the article you wrote this past week, I guess this shift will sort of put a little more of an emphasis on the employees that they have in these outlets to work on the food. So they're going to maybe add a lot more of these self-serve checkouts to free up these employees?
That's actually the next thing that's pretty interesting about Couche-Tard. So we're in a time of labor shortage. Every company is struggling with that.
Yeah.
And if you're going to push in fresh food, you will need some more staff technically. But what they're doing right now, they want to keep the same level of people in the stores. And they're rolling out 10,000 smart checkouts and 7,000 locations. So, and it's pretty interesting because it's not like in a grocery store where you have to scan the products and you have to press buttons and it's quite complicated and you have to flag the one employee because it's not working. So with these smart checkouts, it uses artificial intelligence. So you put your products on a platform. It uses the weight of the product. It scans automatically. And all you have to do is put the products there, tap your credit card, and then leave the store. So it's pretty easy. And you're going to see this in the near future in the Kushtar store.
Let's move on to quickly a couple of other stories announcements this week. General Motors, GM, announced they're investing in a Quebec battery recycling company, correct?
In this supply chain for electric vehicles, you want to manufacture batteries. You want people to buy electric vehicles and use batteries, but they don't last forever. So if you throw them away in the nature, it makes you wonder about the real benefits, eco-friendly speaking. So this announcement made by the venture capital arm of General Motors in lithium recycling based in Anjou is interesting. It's a startup that will focus on recycling lithium-ion batteries used in electric cars. The amount of GM's investment wasn't disclosed, but the company have been able, lithium recycling, has been able to raise $125 million with the Series A funding round. So it will help to accelerate the process development, and the first plant is expected to be ready in 2023. Mm. And 95% of the components in the batteries can apparently be recycled with lithium's technology. So this is going to be an important part of this whole ecosystem we're building right now in Quebec, the so-called battery file. And what you need to know is that it's a second major investment for GM in Quebec. There's a lot going on in Bécancourt, and GM has a joint venture with POSCO to manufacture cathodes, which is a critical component in batteries. So GM is getting ground in this supply chain part of the ecosystem in Quebec.
And one more. Walmart was in the news this week, Mathieu, as you know, about an announcement about a new facility here in Quebec. What do we know about this? I think the location is Vaudreuil-Dorion.
Exactly. So Vaudreuil-Dorion, you have also Côteau-du-Lac. This whole region west of Montreal is quite interesting as it is close to highways near Montreal, at crossroads to go to Toronto or Ottawa. Yeah. Amazon will open its largest sorting center in the province there, in the area. Canadian Tire has a fulfillment center. And now you will have this $100 million Walmart fulfillment center announced this week. It's going to become the heart of Walmart's deliveries for Quebec and the Maritimes. About 20 million items will transit inside the facilities each year, and the center is expected to be operational by 2024. We're talking about 225 jobs.
457,000 square foot warehouse. Yeah, that is huge indeed. Mathieu Dion from Bloomberg Canada. Mathieu, thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.